I don't know why I'm doing this. Hello, welcome to the Terry McHugh Show. I will do one of these stationary at some point again, but this one is a nothing funny happened on the way to the marathon episode. Yes, I have harped on and banged on about this thing for weeks and weeks and months. I'm sure you're all bored to tears hearing about it. This is it. The weekend is finally here and I'm going to go on a very long run. And I have no idea why. That's what I was saying to Mrs. McHugh. I was leaving the house there. I was like, I don't know why I'm doing this. Genuinely, I have no idea why I'm doing it. I have nothing to... I don't have to prove myself to anybody. I've run a couple of half marathons. Like, I do run them. It's fine. Terry, you don't need the... You know... But is this, like, what happens? You sort of go, right, it's time to take on the final boss. So I'm going up tonight to stay up for hours. And that's the thing. He's picked up a number for me. And he sent me the number, what it was. And it was 700 and something. Which worries me. Because that's a very low number. And normally, the very low numbers are reserved for, like, elite racy people. And it's green. The number's green. They're normally just white. And normally when the number has a colour, it's for a reason. And I'm now shitting myself in case I... Because I signed up to this drunk. I'd had a few beers and someone had said, oh, you think he's run a marathon because you've done so many half marathons. And I went, oh, watch me. And now I'm worried if I, like, signed up to the elite part of it, and I'm going to turn up here and I'm going to be like, right, go, you stand up the front there with that skinny fella who's going to run this in 2 hours. So if I'm honest, I'm shitting myself, and I started to get into my own head with the whole thing. I was like, oh, what am I going to wear? Can I wear a Celtic shirt? I've thrown up a Shankill Road. No, will I wear a Celtic shirt? No, I don't know. Oh, should I wear shorts? Maybe I should wear shorts because, you know, because it could be warm and it's a very long run, so you might not want to wear tracksuit bottoms. But then I wore shorts one day before and it wasn't comfortable, so I wore tracksuit bottoms. And then I was like, oh, I'll wear my AFC Richmond shirt. I thought, but I've never wore that running before. And then I was like, oh, and then will I put the insoles in the shoes or will I not? Well, and just getting in my own head and freaking out about it. And what will I eat that morning? And what will I eat the night before? And what will I do here? And what will I do there? And generally just being a bit of a dick. So, and then sort of went, Terry, you're going for a... And then the other thing I'd done was I'd started running in miles, because I've only run a couple of... I started running in miles because I thought, and I've said this all along, I'd rather run 26 or something than 40 or something. But at some point, I mean, Terry, you've never run a mile before. You've always run kilometres. And then I looked at it and went, it's 42 kilometres. It's 4 10Ks. I'm going to go out and run 4 10Ks tomorrow. I run 10Ks all the time. And I'm not going to go, there's the first 10K, there's the second 10K. I'm just going to run 10 kilometres. And at the end of that, I'm going to go, right, let's do a 10K run here. Finish that, right, let's do a 10K run here. You know, it's... Well, I mean, normally I'd do that in about an hour, but I plan to go slower tomorrow. Because it's not about timing tomorrow, it's about finishing and not finishing in the hospital. And then I'm going drinking. Well, that's the idea anyway. I've got this crazy notion I'm going to run this thing, and then I go, right, who's for the pub? It could be a case of who's for lying down somewhere. Not literally dying. Oh, excuse me. Someone told me off for yawning this before, you know. Can't believe you yawned in it. But as I say, just put on a mic and start recording. And then people start on at me like, have you got something for your nipples? I was like, no, I'm a man. I've never had anything for my nipples before in my life. And I went, oh, if you wear a football shirt, your nipples are going to bleed. And I was like, okay, why? Because, well, your nipples will be bled off you. You'll have no nipples left. So I was like, well, what do you do? You put Vaseline on your nipples. And I don't want to put Vaseline on my nipples. And then someone put kinesiology tape on it. I was, what the fuck's kinesiology? Kinesiology, is that like that stuff that people do? I'm a kinesiologist, and it's not actually science, it's like hocus pocus medicine. Like chiropractors, are chiropractors a thing that's real, or are they like
kinesiology. It's kinesiology. I hear I'm talking shite now. Because this, do you know why I'm talking shite? Because I'm nervous as fuck. I'm not doing this till tomorrow morning, but I'm already nervous about it. So yeah, so I put kinesiology tape on. So I bought some kinesiology tape, which is literally just like material tape type stuff. Okay, so stuck that on there yesterday just to see what it felt like. It was grand on. Taking it off. Jesus Christ. I'm lucky I have any nipples left. So I've got plasters. I'm going to stick them on. Because apparently if I don't, they'll fall off. And then someone else was like, oh, you know, you do know at mile 20, that's where the marathon starts and you'll be crying at that point. And I'm like, crying? I don't want to be crying. And then and your legs will stop working at mile 20. And I'm like, what do you mean? Oh, your legs will just, you'll not be able to use your legs anymore come mile 20. And all these people start giving me all these horror stories, and a couple of people told me I wasn't going to finish it, which I think they were doing to try and motivate me. But it's like, now, like, I went from, I'm just going for a big long run, to people telling me that I might not survive this. And then I went, oh, I've got my energy gel things to take. Oh, don't be taking them because you'll get diarrhea. I went, I've used them before, never get diarrhea. Yeah, but this is different. I'm like, why is this different? And this is the bit I don't understand. I don't, like, I know it's a fucking big thing, and it's long, and it's twice as long as the half marathons I've run, obviously, because again, that's how maths works. But everyone's making out like, you know, oh, your body's just gonna break down, and you go, well, if that's what happens, why am I doing it? And if everybody's body breaks down in a marathon. Well, if everybody's body breaks down in a marathon, how do people finish them? You know. So the plan is start slow, keep going slow, finish slow. I'm doing 4 10Ks.
I have done it. I finished the marathon. My nipples didn't fall off. I didn't bleed from any strange places. The only thing that was really sore at the end of it all was my left foot. Other than that, I was good. I was going to record bits while I was running around, but then, you know, you're sort of going, I'm running around here, there's people, other people running around here, and it's not easy. And the last thing you want to do if you're out running for hours upon fucking hours is see some asshole, you know, oh, I've done this, you know, talking to their phone and videoing and recording and all, trying to be all internet-y. Because if you don't know, I hate this. I hate all this internet-y thing. But yeah, I ran it. I finished it. I just took the approach of, we'll call it 10 kilometres. Well, it's 4 10Ks and a wee bit. And it's like you do 10Ks in your sleep. So just make it 4 10Ks. And I didn't go first 10K, second 10K, third 10K. I just run 10K, done that. And then I went, run 10K, done that. Run 10K, done that. Run 10K, done that. And like, come 30 kilometres in, I was on track for doing it in 4.5 hours. And I thought, well, I do 10Ks in an hour. Yeah, you don't do 31, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40K. You don't do that in an hour. Well, I don't anyway. So 5 hours 15, which I thought was a respectable time. I got to the bottom of the old Park Road. If you don't know Belfast, it's Belfast's hilly. Like, nobody told me how hilly Belfast was. Me living there 21 years. But got by my old Park Road, and that's the first point where I went, gonna walk for a bit here. I think I'll walk for a bit. So I thought, I'll walk to the top of the Cliftonville Road, because that's where my mate was waiting for me. That's where Dom was waiting for me with the banana and look at Zed Sport. And I think at that point, had I not known he was just round the corner with stuff to sort of give me, you know, that wee bit more energy just to get it finished, I might have started to doubt myself. Because I didn't doubt myself once the whole way around. So I owe Dan big time. He was a massive part in me getting around it in one piece. And I came around the corner and he gave him a banana. Look at his support. And he put a wee note on the banana, which will remain between me and him. But it made me laugh. And at that point, I was like, I'm actually going to do this. You know, I mean, I never doubted it. But that was the point where I knew that, yeah, I'm getting around. But then you see what happens is you're running along and you're fine. And then
I was running along behind this guy, and it was like the last kilometer, not even, it was the last 500 meters even, you know what I mean? Oh, and they're sneaky buggers, by the way, because I came up the Lagan towpath, and you just look across the river and you can see the Ormo Park, and you finish Ormo Park. So I'm thinking, well, it's just over there. That's perfect. So you come off Lagan towpath, and that's when you realise, oh no, hang on, I have to run up the or top of the Ormo Road, onto the Ravenhill Road, back down again, and then into the park. It's like, you sneaky buggers. But I was coming down Ravenhill, and it was just before you turned down towards the, on the Ormo Bank, going to the park again. And there was this guy in front of me, and he just stopped, and I ran up to him and said, "You all right, mate?" And he says, "No." He says, I can't move my legs. And he was just, something had just stopped him. So, of course, I left him behind and ran on. Top Gear rules and all that. But no, I got there and I hung about, and he crossed the lane, and it was good. I was glad to see him cross the lane. But that's, can you imagine if you'd put all that in and then suddenly, and like, he's not, mentally he's still, because he was still trying to run, that's the one thing I said. I was like, mate, you know, there's no shame in walking over the finish lane, and would you rather walk over or knock it over at all? But like, his, you know, his mind was keeping him going, but his body was just like, no, mate, we can't do this. And he thought, jeez, can you imagine, like, just as you're about to finish, your body just goes, nope, not doing this. But I done 5:15. What I did was, it's going to sound so wanky, but I just respected what it was, which is a long ass run. And, you know, you could take off hammering along going, oh, well, because I mean, the half marathon, the halfway point was the slowest I've ever run a half marathon, even from the first one, because I just paced it. I went, you know, you got a long way to go here, and the whole thing was about finishing. It wasn't about time, it was about finishing. Now, people told me that, you know, that just wanting to finish wasn't a good enough target. I was like, no. And again, that's the thing, you see, that's the problem in the world now. Everyone's got, because of the internet, and because of Twitter, and because of Facebook, and because of social medias, everyone thinks that their opinion's the right opinion, and their way of doing things is the right way of doing things, and that their opinion and what they think actually matters. It doesn't. What we all think doesn't matter. What I'm saying to you right now doesn't matter. Me doing a podcast, who am I to be telling you what I've been up to, right? But like, you know, ones were going, oh, you're wearing a football shirt? Oh, well, this is going to happen to you. And, you know, oh, you'll get the 20 miles, and this will do. And just wanting to finish isn't good enough. And you're sort of going, you know what? No. I'm just going to go out and I'm going to run my run and do my thing. And it doesn't matter what you're doing in your life, just do your one. You know, if you're going on a big long drive that you're nervous about, don't listen to anyone else, just drive your drive. Don't worry about anyone else in the road. If you're going on a big long run like I did, just run your run. Don't worry about anybody else around you, but anyone else is telling you, you know what I mean? Take well, you know, well-meant advice, like someone said to me, they're like, Terry, just go with that, you know, don't go mad at the start. You know, and sort of just keep below your half marathon pace and all the rest. And it worked, but that was advice I asked him from. See, people just going on, this is going to help me, and that's going to help me. And when I did it, that's happening. Just run your own run, do your own thing. You know, if like comedians, if you're going out to do a show, I remember a comedian telling me one time, I'm sitting writing the show, and we were in Edinburgh, and I was writing away. And, because the first couple of days the show hadn't gone well, so I thought, I'll rewrite this and just take a look at it. So I wrote the whole show out again, handwritten. And he went, you're doing that wrong. And I sort of looked at him, and then he went, oh, no, sorry, you know what, no. And he got it. So if you're a comedian going out to do comedy, do your show, do your set, do your thing. Don't worry about everyone else is doing. Don't worry about what you're getting told. Take the advice you ask for. But, you know, just do your own thing. So I've done that. Ran that. At one point me going, oh, there was, you know, just finishing was a thing, but at one point I was running along and this really old man ran past me. Like, fair play to him. If he was a day, he was 80, and he was battering on. And I looked at him and went, fair play to you, but there's no way I'm letting you finish ahead of me. That was the one time where I went, no. At the end, the community corner at the end, and my kid Brian was there. He was there at the finish lane, and Mrs. McHugh and the kids were there at the finish lane, and it was all very nice. And I was good over the lane, and my brother handed me a beer. I had a minute to go over the lane, I had a beer, which was lovely. And then I needed something to eat, and Mrs. McHugh says, I will go and get you a chicken burger. And I went, yes, that sounds lovely, because it was sponsored by Moy Park, so you'd think there'd have been free chicken everywhere.
But the chicken burger vans, all the vans and stuff, their network wasn't working because there was that many people there, and they're obviously all with a shitty network. And they just couldn't pay card, and no one had cash. So my brother went to the Moy Park van and got me a free chicken goujon. So I had one chicken goujon at the end. There was no one handing out bananas at the end or anything, right? Like, or water, or it was just, there's your medal, see you later type of thing. So I went to McDonald's and I got a double chicken Big Mac, which was lovely. And here's the thing, I only ran off 3,000 calories, so that was that straight back on again. And then we went to the Lansdowne, we had a great night in the Lansdowne. Friends met us for dinner, a few beers, and then come about 10:30, 11, it was like, yep, I'm done. I'm away to bed. And that's with someone else laughing. Well, you're planning to do something after the marathon. I'm like, well, yeah. Well, you'll not be able to. Well, do you know what? I was able to. And I went to bed and woke up the next morning and my left foot was killing me and my legs were sore. And I was fine. If I sat for too long, stood up, walked or attempted stairs, I was in agony. But other than that, I was all right. And that all wore off then. It took me 3 or 4 days. And then we went to a wedding on Saturday. Because I'm recording this on Tuesday, the 14th of May, which is my 21st wedding anniversary. And I was thinking about it, you know, what's happened in those 21 years? Well, in those 21 years, you know, let's see, what's happened? 21 years... Celtic have won 15 league titles. We're 1 point off of 16th because we beat Rangers on Saturday. We have won 10 Scottish Cups. We're in another final. We've won 9 league cups. We've won 5 trebles. One of them was invincible. So yeah, it's been a really good 21 years. And here's to many more. But yeah, what I call it. So after the marathon, Saturday came. And we played Rangers in the league. And it was basically because if we won that, we were 6 points clear with 2 games to go. Now, if you know anything about football, that is basically one hand on the trophy. But I'm still not saying league's done because Rangers play tonight against Dundee. If they win, then it's only 3 points. Then we have to play Kilmarnock. And Kilmarnock have been our bogey team this year. So, I mean, we can still lose that. And then it all goes to the last day. And then it gets nervy. And anything can happen then, you know. But we beat Rangers. It was nervy. It was a nervy game. Me and the boy watched it out in the bar here. And then me and Mr. McHugh went to the wedding and I got absolutely bananaed. I was absolutely wah-wah. Like, just out here dancing and all. I don't do that. I don't dance. But apparently if you put enough fucking shots, beer, whiskey and wine in me, I'll dance all night. It was a good night. It was a good crack. Woke up on Sunday. I have not been hungover like that in years. Like, it's a long time since I was that hungover. So yeah, that was interesting. And died on Sunday. And then I've been off a week, so back to work on Monday. Back to work on Monday. It's never easy to get back to work after a week off, but here.
Oh, there's the yawn. There is the obligatory yawn that I've been told off for. Don't yawn on your podcast. Again. It's my podcast. I'm doing my own thing. And that's it, guys. That's it for this week. Now, I have been saying for ages I'm going to start filming these, and it's been a slow process to get the whole thing put together, but it could be starting next week. Yeah. And what I'm going to start doing this is I'm going to record it on a Tuesday, and I'm going to put it out on a Friday. So you'll be listening to this on Friday. I record it on Tuesday 14th. And that's going to be the pattern, and we're going to keep doing it. Oh, and before I go, of course, let's have the news. And this is the news. Rory McIlroy was interviewed there, and he had this to say.
So I sort of liken it to like when Northern Ireland went through the peace process in the 90s and the Good Friday Agreement. You know, neither side was happy. You know, Catholics weren't happy, Protestants weren't happy, but it brought peace.
So yeah, the Gulf could learn a lot from Northern Ireland's peace process. And I'm thinking to myself, can you know, he says there's similarities, but there's wee subtle differences between Gulf and Northern Ireland. Like, I'll give you one, for example. In Gulf, a hole-in-one is a brilliant shot. In Northern Ireland, a hole-in-one is half a kneecapping. And that was the news. Yes, folks, a short and sweet news this week. No running joke, because I haven't been running. And again, I wasn't going to tell jokes from the marathon again, because I seen one person run the boat, and she stopped at one point and started taking selfies, and she must have took about 9 or 10. You know, because I look back to watch her, and you're going, come on. Now, don't get me wrong, I took a couple of photographs on the way around. I took one of my watch at halfway, and I posted it going halfway there, because I knew there was people on lane wanted to know what it was at. But it was all very quick and done, and but like for a photo shoot, and then there was, I seen one person crossing the finish line, and oh my god, it was like, oh, catch yourself on. But again, they're doing their run and they're doing it, and they wanted their big Instagram influencer moment at the end of it. I had to laugh. The person I seen doing it was ran the relay, and I thought, there's people running past you have run the full thing and they're not getting on. I got me ways up. Just contradicting everything I said during this. So listen, guys, thanks for listening. I've been Terry McHugh. This has been the Terry McHugh Show. Like I say, going to start recording on a Tuesday and putting out on the Friday. It gives me a couple of days to stick it all together and do my thing. I will speak to you next week.